Hi, Ken.
Kendra, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm great. I just want everyone that listens to this podcast to know that I called you just recently because I had an emergency. And you came running up the stairs.
Like I did.
A true hero.
Oh, wow. I didn't think we would talk about this.
You've been carrying a ladder and a Dalmatian was with you. And I didn't even know you had those things. So this is really weird. But
no, yeah. I mean, I think you just got to be there.
It's honestly weird because what you were coming up for is I couldn't find my dog in my apartment. Which, just to let everyone know, here's a spoiler. My dog was in my apartment.
Thank God.
And she is very much alive.
She's fine.
And she was so excited to see me and Kendra and John when he came. So everything worked out. It's funny to be like, I couldn't find the thing in the small thing, but a live thing.
A live thing. Also, it's not that small of a thing.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Not to brag about Ken's situation, but...
Yes, huge apartment.
No, but there's a lot of room options.
Right, yeah. And she found the one that I didn't check.
Well, but it was... I totally get it.
Yeah, whole situation. But thank God, she's alive.
And she's so
happy.
She's
excited, and then I left her immediately to come do this. So, this is great. She actually... When I left, I said, all right, I'll be right back. And she for the first time, did not move from her...
Oh, good.
Where she was. She just watched me walk out the door, and then I heard her cries from afar. No, I'm kidding. She's fine. She was actually happier. I heard her kind of go, woo!
She said, so I'm going to go lock myself into something.
She's like, we're going to get into now to scare this SOB.
Yeah. But. Well, speaking of Perry Gilpin, she has two dogs.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm. She posted a thing about her dog recently. Remember, she has the little white one.
Oh, right. Yeah, I'm sorry, Perry. I should know about your dogs.
Ken.
What their names are.
I forget their names.
Oh, Kendra.
But I like generally know
them. We both need to do better.
We both do. Okay, speaking of Perry Gilpin.
Speaking of her. 4 degrees. 3 degrees.
2 degrees. Of Perry Gilpin.
So we have two, I think, really just like similar items to talk about. I think they're really like, they're linked definitely on like on multiple levels, I would say. So Ken, what did you see?
They both feature British icons.
They do.
You know?
They definitely.
Or various British icons in my case. I just saw 1917. Don't fall asleep.
Me?
I just meant the audience.
Just please don't fall asleep.
I just feel like there's a general sense out there that this movie is a...
Snooze-a-doodle-doo.
Is another like sort of snoozy old time Academy Award sort of you know.
I have some questions about it regarding that.
Men's or dad's movie kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know?
A men's movie.
Men's movie.
Oh, I thought that was just movies.
Well.
Oh. And then I watched, I think, something super makes sense and connects perfectly into the conversation.
Yep.
Detective Pokemon, I saw. I couldn't remember if it was Pokemon Detective or Detective Pokemon.
No, he is Pokemon and he's a detective, so he's Detective Pokemon.
Yeah.
He's not a detective who is a Pokemon. Wait, it could go either way.
It could go either way. But point is, that's what I watched last night.
That's great. So who starts this? Do we start with...
I think you should go first.
Okay, well, 1917.
Can I ask my biggest question about it?
Yeah, go ahead, please.
How similar is it to Dunkirk?
It's so similar. So similar. And people are making the joke that...
Because I saw Dunkirk in theaters.
Christopher Nolan should be pissed about this movie. And pissed at Sam Mendes for doing this one movie. Because it's... Honestly, it has a similar feel. But that said, it's a war movie. And it's a war movie shot just 2 years after Dunkirk or whatever it is. Just a few years. And... Yeah, it's going to feel like a current era war film about a war that happened a long time ago. In this case, it's World War I, not II. And in this case, they decided to do it in a way that made it seem like one long shot, which I honestly think is doing them a disservice now because I think people are saying, without that, there's no real story, when I disagree. I think the story is very clear. You can get it from the trailer. A brother and another guy are brought in to this general who says... You need to bring this letter to the front lines and tell them not to attack because it's a trap. Your brother's there. There's extra motivation. find a way across no man's land, which is, you know, the area of space between the two lines, right? And get there before dawn the next day to stop this this attack, because we will be slaughtered. And there you go. I don't know what more you need, as long as, like, the visuals are compelling.
What you need is the acting shot. Is there.
Well, then they do the one shot, which honestly, the way they did it wasn't distracting. And it was, the whole point was, it's supposed to be propelling you through the story, because you're supposed to be kind of with them. I will say the first, like, half hour of this movie is honestly makes the rest of it a little lesser, because it's so good.
Yeah.
And that is the part that also includes our boy Andrew Scott from Fleabag.
Oh,
am I getting his name right? Andrew Scott?
I think that is correct.
These, the Brits with their, like, common names.
They
it's
have,
like,
they have some real forgetful names in there.
And he was, he is like this sort of, like, you know, battle weary, seen it all guy, who they have to kind of check in with down at the end of their, like, where they are. They kind of get to the edge of where they are, and he's the main guy there. And they have to, like, check in with him about the best way to get where they're going. And he's like, you guys are crazy. And then, you know, he's just like, what are you doing? And he's just so, he's kind of given up in a way. And he's so cynical, but he kills that part. And I did hear a criticism said, like, someone said, like, you know, this movie is almost played up like a, like, boss level of English actors kind of thing, because as they go along, they keep meeting these different, like, higher profile English actors. They, you know, it starts with Colin Firth as the general giving them the orders. Then they see Andrew Scott.
That's pretty high profile from the start.
They start with that, yeah. Then they go to Andrew Scott. They go to Mark Strong. They see Benedict Cumberbatch. Like, all these people. And it, in some cases, people said, well, I want to see that star, not these two that we're following. But I have to say that the two leads, who are relatively not that well known, and I can't even think of their names right now. I didn't even look it up.
You didn't even care to look it up.
No, it's part of the, I will look it up, but it's part of the strength of the movie, is that these two guys look like young, scared, like,
people. They look like boys.
Boys, and they're both very good and both very compelling.
Dean Charles Chapman and George McKay.
Yeah, so Dean Charles Chapman plays the, I think his name is Blake. And
look at the...
Yeah, there you go. There's the, Kendra's looking at the...
I'm looking at the entire cast.
The cast of...
you can, like, you can hear the accent coming off the whole thing.
Boy! Right? But all, it was... So, but I disagree with that. I think the acting was great. I also, like I said, the first half hour is amazing. I do think there's parts at the towards the latter half that are also breathtakingly beautiful, and, like, sort of cinema as poetry. And because they grabbed me early on, I was with them, and I thought it was very compelling. I will say that it feels like it's, if it's the, so they're saying it might be the Oscars front runner, right? But now that Parasite won the SAG award for best ensemble cast, they're saying maybe that might win, which I think would be a much more exciting pick. It's just the Oscars going to sort of an old school war movie again, which I guess they haven't rewarded in a while, but still, it still feels like an old school kind of pick. Seems a little boring to me, but I thought this movie was not the people, like, it's a hit and it's critically acclaimed. It's not like people are really shitting on it. But if you read some you know, differing reviews of it, you kind of get this idea that it feels like a video game, like a, you know, you're following these people around trying to get to a certain place.
Well, I think that is misrepresenting video games. Video games are great. Like, they would be great. We should have more movies that just are video games.
Well, no, I disagree, and you should too, because video games are video games and movies are movies.
No, but there's a lot... No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that, like, that's fine. Like, speaking of things based off video games and things that have a video game style, The Witcher.
Right.
I just finished that.
Yeah.
Very video game style, but there's, like, something fun about being, like... Yeah, and then there's the boss every episode.
By, like, the way, that's what I thought you were going to be talking about, which is why I brought British Icons, because Henry Cavill's in that.
Yeah.
But...
I love... Henry Cavill, it was just really funny as John and I were watching it. They do one shot that, like, I would be so angry if they did of me. It's him and a woman in bed. He, like... That's the other thing about the show. It's like... He has, like, his boss fight, and then he, like, has sex, like, every single episode with different people. It's just, he's like, well, I gotta.
And he takes his clothes off?
Different, right. Varying degrees.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, well, no, if you're having sex every episode, it's gonna be different every time. Right. But they do, it's like a pan shot from the base of the bed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, go on.
And then they go up. Yeah. But like, it's like they stay focused on him, but it's like they start here and then they bring the camera up. Mm-hmm. But anyway, this is a man with very large thighs, like already. And like John and I were like watching, just like.
Do you think he's like.
Because it looks like.
You made my thighs look too big.
I don't know. It just was like a very notable moment where you're just like. His thigh is the size of the woman he's next to right now. Like, it's just like, you just don't need to, it's like, you don't want a photo taken from below, you know? Yeah. It's like.
Maybe he requested it. How about that?
He might have. He might have been like, but it's like only his thighs, like out of the sheet. And you're just like, ah!
He's just like the whole time saying, only me thighs.
But it made sense based off what you told me, which is he kept bursting out of his leather pants in the filming of the...
Well, there was something going around that he kept wearing down his leather outfits.
It's insane.
So it's like, oh, okay.
Same. Yeah, me too.
Every day.
That's why I wear so many... that's why I switched to cotton. I was wearing through too much of my leather outfits. Anyway, it's a crazy show. Also, I don't think The Witcher is true.
I thought we talked about this, that maybe a series is the best way to handle a video game. And it's also not a video game, then. It's a series.
Well, but it was a video game.
It was a video game. It's based on the video game.
Yeah.
Right. It's like a...
I just think that, like, sometimes I think about, what was that movie that was my absolute favorite?
Oh, Aquamarine.
No, God.
That's your favorite movie.
Jeez, Ken. They're, like, call me out.
Well.
No, the one with Mila Kunis and Kate McKinnon.
Oh, Spy.
The Spy Who Dumped Me.
Spy Who Dumped Me.
That has a boss level. That's like a, that'd be a great video game.
Okay. Sure.
And it's kind of got a video game element to it. And I thought it was fantastic. Those type of movies are great like that.
I feel like for it to have anything to do with what the movie was, it wouldn't be that great of a video game. And it would be a much better movie. And I'm glad it was a movie.
No, me too. But I'm just saying, imagine if Kate McKinnon's just like doing like funny joke liners in a video game. Good. Except for it sucks because you end up hearing the same joke line like 50 times.
Yeah. She's so good. 1917, mm-hmm. Bringing it back from...
What do you think about it versus Little Women?
The Witcher. Well, okay, so I would say that it didn't crack my top three or four or whatever, 1917. Mm-hmm. But I was surprised. I kind of went in there with my arms crossed, arms folded.
Mm-hmm. It's a big arm folder, this guy.
I didn't want another movie to come into the mix because I'm already a confused mess by what I want to happen. All I know is I don't think the Joker belongs there, and I hope it doesn't win. But now I'm kind of like, well, if I look at all the other favorites, I'm kind of okay with any of them once you get past the fact that they really shit the bed with some of their nominations.
Yeah.
Like, but people saying that they didn't connect with this movie, they thought it was more just like a remarkable feat of cinema.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel that way. I thought I connected with it very much. And it surprised me. And like I said, I didn't want it to.
Yeah,
the whole time I was like, no. So I was screaming at the screen.
Makes perfect sense to me.
I did have Beavis and Butthead next to me. So that
Beavis and Butthead?
It was a good indication that the movie was keeping me like sort of in it and enthralled with it, whatever. Enthralled's a big word. Because the two kids next to me kind of like showed up a little late before credits, but kind of like snuck in, and they were just like, they had their own candy, and the whole time they were like,
what?
And there were some parts of the movie that were like, oh, like stuff like that.
It is not that type of movie, right?
More so they were just doing it almost in the correct way, like, whoa, like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't say whoa out loud.
Right. No,
I will say what I did do is early on there's a like sort of surprise, sort of, you know, a jump in a way, and the way I recoiled proved to me that I probably shouldn't be take part in war ever. Not that I think it's normal.
Yeah.
It was a large and big explosion. You know.
Yeah.
So there's that, but I'm a little embarrassed, and I'm hoping that the kid, I think he was Beavis, was next to me, and Butthead was on the other side of him. I'm hoping Beavis didn't see how my hands came up to my chest like this part of the movie, which. Luckily, I was actually reading something right after the movie, and the person reviewing it brought up like that moment as a real big surprise. When they rewatched it, it didn't hit them quite as hard because they knew what was going to happen, that kind of feeling. But yeah, I didn't know it was happening. And that shame will scared. Live with me for the rest of my life.
No, as it should.
Thanks. Oh, what? You said no, as it should. You really got me there.
No, I just mean you should jump when something scares you.
But
that's why anyway, I don't go to those movies.
I hope Parasite wins. Like, why not?
Yeah.
I mean, part of me, so it just won SAG Awards and people are like, oh yeah, finally. They're like, here's the thing. And everyone, I think this is in the same line with people complaining about how Hollywood, or how the Academy always rewards movies about movies. And they're like, well, that's dumb. It's like, it's their industry awards. And the other thing, and the thing is it's the Hollywood industry awards. And so if they, like, if they're being sort of, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Provincial in a way. And they're like, no, we don't want to give it to this Korean movie. It's ours. It's not a surprise. I'm not saying don't criticize that, but like, it's just weird when there's a shock, like, oh, how could it? It's like, no, they're like protecting their own selves.
Right.
And I think that comes out, and this isn't an original thought, but I think you could see it, play out more in the acting nominations, right? Like Parasite got nominated for everything across the board except the acting nominations, because that's the actors in the Academy are the largest thing, and they're like, we're not going to let these Korean actors come in here and take our spots.
Of their territory.
And I'm sure that's not that sinister, but like it just plays out that way, because that's the problem. And that's the problem with having the Academy as it is. It's the representation. It's not the movies that are being made. It's the representation, and it's what's being pushed by Hollywood.
Yeah,
that needs to change.
Yeah,
you know. And someone's like, "Does this movie? Should we put a kibosh on war movies from now on?" And it's like, no, hopefully, as we go along, the people that want to make war movies kind of die off. And I know, I'm not wishing them to die, but like...
It's like a big wish.
I think that the war movie will always be there, but the focus on it, I think, already has changed. Well, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we don't...
I mean, like, I literally saw a British war movie with a lot of long shots, like, literally 2 years ago.
You're talking about Dunkirk?
I am. Yeah. But I just mean, like, I would be interested to see a war movie from a totally different perspective that isn't, like... And now we're in Britain, and I'm like, yeah, and we're nearby some mud, or we're nearby.
Yeah, I mean,
shit's messy.
It's
World War II.
Some criticism of this were like, it's a lot of war movie cliches, and I'm like, well, I think what happens is they're actually showing what war is.
Mm-hmm.
Not that all movies are realistic, but the cliches are actually in. Just war, like, is horrible.
You know, someone dies. Yeah. What a cliche. And it's like,
yeah. It is. Someone dies, and there's a scene in this movie where someone's dying in someone else's arms.
Yeah.
And does that hit you or not? Are you with the characters or not?
Yeah.
I was. But like, if you want to be like, oh, someone's always dying in someone's arms in these movies, then sure, that's fine. But anyway, I liked it, but I don't hope it wins. As you know. I want to win now. Well, I said Little Women, now I'm going Parasite. I just think they have momentum. So I'm like, Parasite, Little Women, Once Upon a Time. Those are my three favorites.
Wow.
Let's do this.
But didn't you just say you didn't want Once Upon a Time because you don't want the...
I don't want them to win Best Picture. I want them to kind of win everything else.
Okay. So what I want to win is Detective Pikachu, which came out sometime. No, I'm kidding. I thought it was okay.
You're a Reynolds head. You've always been a Ryan
guy.
Can I
tell you the twist in this movie really just made me, like, my jaw was on the
floor. Can we talk about it? It's been out long enough, right?
Yeah. First, let's just talk about the movie in general.
Okay.
Okay, so...
Wait, do we want to cut to commercial real quick?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, great.
Okay. So in Detective Pikachu, the thing that really...
Oh, God bless you, by the way.
Why?
Detective Pikachu? Oh, I thought you said Pikachu.
Okay. One of the most original jokes that's ever existed.
Thank you.
I'm
the 1917 of telling jokes. It's all done in one shot.
I believe that. So, yeah, anyway, so there's this kid, and he gets a call from his dad has died. That's the beginning of Detective Pikachu. Really a bleak start. And you're like, what?
It's like a Disney movie.
And then he goes to the city where his...
By the way, is this a human or is this a Pikachu?
This is a human.
Okay,
this is a Pikachu. No. So this is a human 21-year-old.
God bless me.
Yeah. This is a human 21-year-old. And then they go to this, like, big city, which has been, like... I forget what the city's called, but it's, like, the... it's like where Pokemon and humans live together.
Pokemon Trial?
Yeah, it's Pokemon Trial. It's very cute. And anyway, so it's like the Pokemon are like working alongside humans to like, you know, every police team, it's like a human and a Pokemon. Yep. And then everyone's got like a Pokemon. Yep. And they're all just like,
that's a good way to live together.
Also very cute when you first are watching the movie and it's like a big city and they're zooming out and there's just like Pokemon everywhere and you're like,
eh. Aren't some of the Pokemon bad though?
There's a whole thing about that. Oh, so anyway, okay. They're doing like testing on this like separate thing. And oh, who's the guy who
they're doing like what kind of testing? Like bomb testing?
No, Pokemon testing.
Oh, okay.
Guess who is in it?
Well, Ryan Reynolds is the voice, right?
Of the Bill Nighy is who I'm talking about. Nice. Is like a bit of a villain.
That's, we're just going on a Brit parade.
As is his son, Chris Gere, who's in the show You're the Worst, which I really loved.
Oh yeah.
I
watched a couple episodes of that.
Rita Ora is a scientist in it.
Rita Ora, you're just trying to get on Ira Madison's good side. We know he listens.
It was really. It was a lot. So okay. So anyway, then he's trying to figure out. They're like, maybe your dad didn't. He meets a Pikachu who he can talk with, and right. That's not like
that's the Ryan a normal Reynolds thing. Right. Yeah.
That.
Wait, what? You say they have partners though. How do they talk to them?
Yeah, I don't know how it's really working. They can communicate, like they can know how each other are feeling.
Okay.
But they can't technically. But all the Pokemon can talk to the other Pokemon.
Right, right, right.
And all of the humans can talk to the other humans. Right. And then they can like communicate kind of, but not really.
What a fantasy, huh?
Yeah.
Because that's not what I'm seeing out there right now.
Great point, Ken.
Thank you.
No, but so then the Pokemon. So it's this, they can talk to each other. And so they're talking to each other this whole movie.
Thank God.
And then it turns out. It'd
be tough on the audience if we had to kind of guess.
There's like a scary, like everyone, it's like there's all these twists where it's like the evil Mewtwo. Like, is he evil or has he been trying to help everybody?
Oh.
And are the humans evil or are the humans bad?
And now we have a Detective Pikachu that might be able to tell these people what's actually going
on. What's happening.
Yep.
And maybe not that much, but they do a good job.
Who's that? Who's the lead? Who's Justice Smith?
He was great in it. He's the 21-year-old boy.
Right. No, that's what I mean. Like, where is he from? The actor.
Let's look in.
We're going in, folks.
He was in Jurassic World.
All right. Jurassic World. Did I see that?
I couldn't tell you.
I saw that. I don't remember.
Get Down.
I think I was one of the few people that liked Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. Is that the one
That's the one he was in.
Yeah. You know what? I think I remember him in that too, and I liked him in that.
Yeah.
Did you see Fallen Kingdom, Kendra? Can you watch that? Because I thought it was kind of batshit
fun. Did I only see the first one?
I think maybe the first one.
Yeah.
I think we kind of got off, we had a little pratfall of interest.
I did.
You know?
It took me a while to get that one, Ken. Very good.
Thank you. Finally.
Okay, so by the end of this, now is when the spoilers happen.
Okay, everyone.
So
Pikachu spoilers coming up.
One of the things that happens is Bill Nighy has made it so that he can merge. He puts on this thing and he's able to become the Mewtwo.
Okay, right there alone, I want to watch this movie. That sounds fun.
He's like wearing a thing because he's in a wheelchair and he's like, I want to, like, they evolve. I want to evolve.
Yeah.
And so then he is like, and then there's like a Macy's Day Parade and he puts all this stuff that makes like the Pokemon like crazy.
Mm.
And when they're crazy,
it's like Batman.
They can then be like merged with, so they're merged with their human partner.
Wait, that's bad.
That is bad.
Okay.
And so he's like, I'm going to merge everyone with the human partner. And so he does all that. And then.
Do they merge our heroes?
No.
Okay.
And the reason they're not, the whole time I'm like, why is Pikachu not like getting affected by this gas? Mm-hmm. Like, he seems fine.
Wait, is he already merged?
He was already merged with his dad. Who is Ryan Reynolds?
Oh, okay. All right. Yep.
And then, so that was just like a big old twist that only, I was just like, huh. You know, I wasn't sure how I...
Does the end of this movie, this is real spoiler, do they unmerge?
Yeah, they unmerge.
So is Ryan Reynolds there like, hey.
Yeah. I love and I'm like, happens. I cannot imagine talking with someone and not hearing your dad's voice.
Well, wait a minute. Who is he? So
Justice is his son.
That's his son. Okay. All right. Yeah.
And so he's his son.
And it's like, Ryan Reynolds' voice too. Right. Which you're like...
It's a notable voice. Yeah. And they... Like, it's like they split up. Like, you know, I think it was supposed to be that his, like, mom died. And then his dad was like, hey, come move with me. And he was like, I'm not going to move with you. I'm staying with grandma. Mm. And so because he moved to the city and he, like, put himself into his work. But I'm still like... He was... like 12 when this all happened. Now he's 21. You would still recognize your dad's voice. Like, especially again, if it's Ryan Reynolds' voice, right, yeah. You're going to be like,
kind of when Ryan Reynolds
goes. But he has amnesia, so that's why he can't figure out.
But does he figure it out at the end? I want all the spoilers.
He does figure it out.
Question, when Ryan Reynolds, when his sweet, delicious face came on the screen, did you hoot or holler? Or
I just was like, I couldn't comprehend.
Turn the TV.
Yeah, I just turned it off. Just went and also, John had fallen asleep an hour before, so.
I just watched a movie last night called Paris, Texas. Beautiful movie. 35-year-old movie. Harry Dean Stanton, Natasha Kinski. But at some point, he has to find her and he has to go talk to her. And she's working at a place where she. She never dances in the movie, but like dances or talks to men in a way that she can't see them. Mm-hmm. They're behind a mirror, and she's in some sort of made up little prefab thing. Like, in one time, he goes to see her, she's in the thing that looks like a coffee shop. Like, that's some sort of fetish for a guy or whatever. But anyway, he's talking to her, and it takes her so long to be like, oh, I know this person's voice. But it actually is never that. It's him starting to tell their story. And you never quite know when it clicks for her, which I actually kind of liked. But we were wondering, because I was watching this with Timmy Hatz. They had been apart for 4 years, but it's Harry Dean Stanton. He's got this like really like gravelly voice that kind of like sounds like Harry Dean Stanton.
Yeah.
And you're like, at one point, is she going to be like, wait a minute, I know that voice. And he's like, I got to talk to you. Like, it's just like, that's him. Come on.
And also, it's not like, I think it's one thing if it's like, oh, yeah, it's someone you, whatever. Had a like hung out with for a week.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not going to stick into the books.
This is a person that she had a child with.
Yeah, it just seems like.
But then I started to wonder though, maybe a lot of people sound like that in Texas, which is where this is a place. Everyone that she kind of talks to in that place
is everyone's like, just like,
hey, I need to talk to you about something. Our child. And she's like, oh, you again.
Oh, I figured out who it is.
Right. Anyway. Yeah. Pikachu, though. So it doesn't sound like you loved it, but it sounds like it was fun.
I thought it was fun, but technically, I just heard a lot of positive things.
So had I loved you? It. From who?
Well, just from people saying they were very surprised at how fun it was.
Okay, yeah.
And it was fun.
You know, was that a hit? Are they making another one?
I don't think. My question was, I don't think they will, because by the end, he's no longer a Pikachu.
They could just make him a Pikachu again. Yeah, let's roll this back.
I just wonder. I hope they don't.
They can Pikachu to do whatever they want.
Jesus.
I need to be stopped.
Pikachu 2.
It doesn't seem like it's a thing because you had to scroll so far down. Oh.
No, but that's...
I don't know.
They don't know.
Yeah. When they say, what's the release date of part two? They just talk about the first movie.
Let's keep it positive and round up what we know so far.
No, I don't think so. Sorry, Pikachu heads. You might be out in the cold in this one.
Yeah, it's okay.
But my 1917 bros out there, 1918's coming next year. Okay. You know what my seat number was at the place I saw it?
What?
1818. I was like, oh man, so close.
So close.
Yeah.
Shall we do our connection to Perry?
Yeah, we got it.
Okay. Hello, Ken.
Kendra.
So, we have our connection.
Yes,
and you know what? We actually have multiple connections, but we're pulling out this one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so...
Keeping the other ones in our back pocket.
Yeah, for later when we redo this
episode.
We're
going to talk about it later. We have another... We always do a second episode. We don't record after the first episode.
It's just for us.
Because we just like doing it so much.
Okay, so... Bill Nighy, who is in... Detective Pikachu. Mm-hmm. Honestly, should have been in 1917 from what you were saying about the boss levels.
Maybe his boss level was cut out.
Yeah. Hmm. Poor guy. Anyway, he was in Valkyrie with Kenneth Branagh.
Mm-hmm.
And Kenneth Branagh was in How to Kill Your Neighbor's Dog with Perry Gilpin.
That's amazing. Do you know what's funny about that is Valkyrie is basically... the subtitle for that movie might have been called How to Kill Adolf Hitler. Because the whole movie is about trying to kill Adolf Hitler.
Oh my God.
I mean...
It all connects.
Oh boy.
Okay, well, thanks everybody for listening. You can give us a call at 410-914-7374.
Kendra, has anyone called since
last time? I don't think so. Wait one second.
I'm so angry. I might spit. And Kendra, I'm in your apartment right now, and I don't want to spit.
Please don't.
But I'm so mad I might do it.
You won't.
Well,
you're probably right. You won't. Wait one second. Well, despite our disappointment, thank you so much for listening. Be sure to give a like to Ken's Instagram that I guarantee you
no
questions asked. He will do it.
Yes, and I'm sorry for Kendra's disappointment. I am not disappointed with you. I think you are lovelies. You're all lovelies. You're all dearies.
Wow.
You know, I don't judge you.
Okay, well, thanks everyone. Bye.
Bye.